There are reports that the Let My Vote Count Alliance could go ahead and picket the Electoral Commission tomorrow due to the expiry of a court order restraining such an action. Our correspondent Amasewa Bidiaku explains what took place in court and the technicalities that the pressure group is hanging on to press home its intended picketing.
What happened is that the Let My Vote Count Alliance pressure group was in court today with their application to set aside an earlier motion that the police command, the Greater Accra Police Command, secure from the court to restrain them from picketing at the commission's premises. The injunction which the police sought law lasts for 10 days, and today happens to be the third day. And so technically speaking, there is no injunction in place as I speak to you. So unless the police come up again for another injunction to restrain them, the Let My Vote Count Alliance Special Group can't go ahead with their demonstration tomorrow.
I see. So Amma, it is not the case that Let My Vote Count won the case in court.
Not that isn't the case, because technically speaking, there's no injunction, and so there was nothing for the judge to rule on or to decide on.
So then, until the police service puts in another injunction, they can go ahead with the demonstration tomorrow.
Exactly so. Unless another injunction is instituted by the Accra Police Command, then they Let My Vote Count can go ahead with their demonstration, as well as picketing at the vicinity of the EC.
And did you gather anything from the police service? I mean, the legal representatives?
The AG was in court, but not a legal representative of the police state. The AG is always in court when there's a state against, and there's a case against the state. So the AG representative was in court, but I didn't see any of the police officers around.
And were they not aware that the injunction was passed today?
That I'm not sure. Hopefully they should know. Knowing what the law is, they would know that it expires today. So maybe they might come in around for another injunction, or just allow the Let My Vote pressure go ahead with their demonstration and then give them the protection that is needed.
And is it possible they can come up with an injunction today?
Unless you talk to the legal brains on this, because that would mean filing an application today, and I'm not so sure if an application is filed today, it will be heard right on the spot.
Our court correspondent Amasewa Bidiaku.
Gabi Ochodaku is counsel for the alliance.
September, the police went behind the back of the demonstrators to seek once again an injunction restraining them from picketing and sending their petition to the Electoral Commission. The demonstrators filed an application to set aside that restraining order. It was to be heard today. The law also says that an ex parte injunction lapses after 10 days. Today is the 10th day. The demonstration is supposed to take place tomorrow. Therefore, the order is void. And the court says that the order no longer exists. So what it means is that the demonstration can go ahead, and if the police seeks to frustrate it, they will have to come to court. But I think really, in the interest of justice, let them come on notice. You can't come to court the day before a planned demonstration to go behind the organizers and hope to get a court to restrain the organizers from exercising their fundamental human rights in terms of the right to free speech, the right to assemble, and the right to demonstrate. And I think really the court was absolutely clear. And let the police do the right thing. I think this is a peaceful demonstration, and it's meant to enhance our democracy, and it's something that we are all talking about. So let's hope that the police will give them the necessary protection, and I'm very confident that it will be peaceful, and I think that the Electoral Commission has nothing to hide, and they should allow this petition and picketing to go ahead. The notice was that the law says that you should give the police 5-day notice. That was done last week. So the demonstrators have done things per the law, and I think they have nothing at the moment restraining them from picketing tomorrow. And the route as it stands now is that they will picket the Electoral Commission, the vicinity, not the premises, the vicinity of the Electoral Commission, and then some of the leaders will walk to the Electoral Commission to present their petition. And I think this happened at the Black Staff House, and I'm not too sure why it can't happen at the EC.
Counsel for Let My Vote Count Alliance, Gabi Ochodaku. Convener of the Let My Vote Count Alliance, David Asante, says the group will follow laid down procedures to prevent a recurrence of the unfortunate incident that happened last week. He spoke to Rita and Pabin Tete.
It's an interesting day for democracy in Ghana, an interesting day for free speech and freedom of movement and freedom of association. We were pleading the court to set aside an injunction the court had granted the police, restraining us from picketing the Electoral Commission. The court ruled in our favor and said it's our constitutional right to picket. We should therefore embark on the program as planned tomorrow, and the duty of the police it is to be present to offer protection. It is also a fact that we were served the restraining order by the police through the court on the 18th of September. The prohibition order restraining us from picketing the Electoral Commission by the laws of the land expires after 10 days. We were in court today, and the judge made the emphatic statement that the ex parte injunction motion had expired. So what was the Attorney General's lawyer and the IGP's lawyer in court to defend anyway? So the case was ruled in favor of Let My Vote Count Alliance, and the judge made the emphatic point. There is no point in the IGP or the Attorney General's department going back door on the blind side of the protesters to rush to go and then seek another injunction.
It appears you are giving the police a hectic time. Is that not the case?
Well, the police were either not giving us a hectic time. I am tempted to believe what we are doing is proper and it fits so well within the democratic confines and the constitutional regime we practice.
But, I mean, critics or even interested parties have asked this question, whether picketing the EC's premises is the only way you can press home your demand or maybe put across your proposal. Is that the only option you have?
We have a few other options. There are quite a few interesting schools of thought as far as this particular issue is concerned. But the most important thing I think we need to think about is, does this sit well with the Constitution? If the answer is yes, under the circumstance, that's what we're choosing to do.
Let me come to this. You have complained bitterly about your last encounter with the police, and you think this time round you have confidence in the police that they will protect you very well?
The encounter was bitter. That is why we did not find it expedient negotiating, bargaining, and then getting into the negotiating or bargaining or consulting with the police, but rather we went to see the court order to do a program.
It appears you are causing unnecessary trouble for the police. You always go contrary to what you agree with the police. Why do you do that?
No, we have not caused any trouble for the police.
You agreed with the police.
Contrary.
You agreed with the police to go by certain routes.
No,
but at the end of the day, you went contrary to the agreement.
Listen, this is what happened. The police are law-abiding institution owned by the state. We are equally law-abiding group. They went to court. They went to court to secure an injunction. We have also gone to court to plead the court to set aside their injunction. I don't think we both have been lawless.
So are you going ahead tomorrow to picket at the EC's premises?
Exactly so, now that the court has ruled.
And what if the police comes up with another injunction?
That's up to them. If they want to go to court, they can go ahead and do so, just as we have done.
Are you now going to follow the instructions tomorrow? I mean, the directives. You are not going contrary to the directives to result in any unusual beatings.
I can tell you on authority, we did not veer off the agreed route.
Are you going to complain if you go contrary to the agreed routes that you have with the police? And don't forget, if you go contrary, the minimum force will be applied.
We hope tomorrow's demonstration will be as peaceful and as ever.